Hi, this is Greta Birdie reading for the Paul Engle essay. It's called Children of the Corn. I woke up early at 4 a.m. every day from June to July. I would look out my window and see the dark skies. I'd throw on some crappy old shorts and a long sleeve shirt. I walked upstairs to get my lunch and go out to the car to put my boots, overalls, and rain gear on. I could hear the chirping from the birds as we pulled out of the driveway. Going along with my sisters and cousin as we pulled up and parked to get on the bus, it always smelled like cigarette smoke from the old people that would go with us. There had been a lot of annoying 8th grade boys in the back, constantly throwing things, laughing, and just being too loud. The bus drove us about 30 minutes out until we reached a new cornfield every day. We drove down many gravel roads and the bus rides were bumpy until we reached a point where everybody started to get their gear on. One by one, everyone grabbed their things and started to get off the bus. I remember every time I stepped off that bus, the wet, muddy grass beneath my feet. We would all file together and our boss would tell us which rows to take. And I would tell my cousin to come beside me and we would start walking through the wet, cold corn, pulling tassels that were all flinging off water with every step. The first few hours had always been the worst, and by the time I got done with one row, my boots and legs had been lathered in mud. Sometimes they would get stuck, and I would have to yank it out. Every row had been hilly and many miles long, so by the time I had got to my third row, my arms were starting to get tired of pulling the stubborn tassels. Some of them would come out like a feather, but the other, bigger ones had felt like if you were pulling a stick out of the ground. After about my fifth row, I would stop to go grab something to drink. It was very refreshing as I was starting to get exhausted. We were reaching about 11 a.m. now when the scorching heat started to come. I was walking down the rows joyfully with my cousin, singing songs and throwing tassels at her and having a good time. When we reached the end of our row, I sat down to take a break and we both took our top coats off and overalls because by now it was hot and all the corn was dry. We had to go back to the other side of the field, and then we got our lunch break. When I was about halfway down my row, my arms, neck, and legs were getting cut up from the corn and were starting to itch really badly and were rashing out and had cuts all over and were bloody with red bumps all over. I finally made it back to the bus and sat down with my sisters and cousins as we started eating our ham sandwiches and delicious barbecue chips from lunch after being parched and starved since we were walking and sweating since 6 a.m. We always took about a 15-minute break and then went back to start our rows. As I was starting mine, this boy beside me was throwing tassels at his friend and they were jumping around in the corn, and then our boss came walking up and yelled at them and fired one of them because they weren't supposed to be messing around. I didn't really feel bad because now I wouldn't have to listen to them for the rest of the year. After many rows, I was starting to get super hot, so I sat down with my cousin. It was probably about 3 o'clock and 90 degrees now. Our boss said we were almost at the end of our field and we're going to wrap it up soon. So I went down my last row happily, and that one only took me about 30 minutes. When I was finished, my sister had just begun her last row further down, so my boss sent me to go help her and dig her out. She was drenched in sweat and mud, but we were so thankful we were done for the day. On the bus ride home, everyone was knocked out, exhausted, and all the boys in the back had the windows down and were sticking their heads and arms out the windows to cool down. When we were nearing home, I learned that you need to take your job seriously when you have to work hard or you will be fired.